Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It does make it easier than ever before for anybody to go cast a ballot. It does also, however, make sure that it is harder for people to cheat at the ballot box in Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a controversial election reform bill into law Tuesday, which includes new restrictions on voting by mail, increased voter ID requirements, and gives more authority to partisan poll watchers. Texas Democratic U.S. Rep. Colin Allred calls it a solution in search of a problem.
We did not have any significant voter fraud in Texas in the last election. In fact, we had 11 million Texans vote. That was a great thing.
Opponents quickly filed suit claiming the law violates the state constitution. U.S. Capitol Police are developing a security plan ahead of a September 18th Justice for J6 rally to support the roughly 570 people charged in the January 6th riot. Some far-right members of Congress have questioned the treatment of the defendants, and several were denied access to view their conditions at the D.C. Department of Corrections. Secretary of State Antony Blinken disputes Republican claims the Taliban is holding Americans hostage. At a press conference from Qatar, he clarified there are a few U.S. citizens who have been unable to evacuate on chartered flights from a northern Afghan city.
Without personnel on the ground, we can't verify the accuracy of manifests, the identities of passengers, flight plans, or aviation security protocols. So this is a challenge.
Blinken said the Taliban assured the U.S. all American citizens and Afghan citizens with valid travel documents will be allowed to leave. The White House is asking Congress for $6 billion to help resettle 95,000 Afghans in the U.S. and $24 billion for natural disasters, including the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden toured damage caused by the storm in New York and New Jersey on Tuesday and called it evidence of climate change.
Walking these neighborhoods, meeting the families and the first responders, seeing how folks are doing after this destruction and pain and another devastating storm is an eye-opener.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is dismissing calls from moderate Senator Joe Manchin to hit pause on Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package.
At the end of the day, after a lot of negotiations and pain, and I'm going to be on the phone all week, what we are going to do is pass the most comprehensive bill for working families that this country has seen in a long way with the 50 votes plus the vice president.
Manchin says he's concerned about the impact on inflation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is rejecting rumors of a possible 2024 presidential run. DeSantis is a favorite among Republicans due to his opposition to COVID-19 mandates and hostility toward the media. His comments come as former President Donald Trump ramps up his own fundraising events. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.